Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago in Butte, it seems there were hucksters aplenty. Headline: Old Bunko Game Can't Be Worked. Where is the unavoidable copper mine? Information as to its locality and output may be obtained from O.P. Morgan, taken into custody yesterday afternoon by Officer Frank White on a charge of attempting to bunko the public by means of a raffle contest. Morgan declared that he was raffling a watch, but on the ticket, several hundred of which he had in his pockets, first prize winner would be given 1,000 shares in the unavoidable copper mine. Complaints had been made to the police about the man, and Morgan was apprehended by Officer White upon attempting to sell him one of the tickets. In a related story, youngsters guilty of sharp practice. One of them might have been 6 years old, but he didn't look it. The other chap was perhaps 10, wore glasses behind which gleamed eyes that may have been dim of vision, but that at least were calculating and wary. The smaller one came into the standard offices and in childish phrases made it known the apparent fact that his mother had failed to receive her Sunday standard. He gave his name and address and got a paper to take home to his mother. The transaction had hardly been completed before young Four Eyes sauntered in with the same tale of woe about his family not receiving a paper. He also was able to secure a standard. They went out, turned the corner, and soon were able to dispose of the two papers. 10 cents between the pair. It cost 20 cents for both to take in a show. Inside of 5 minutes, they had repeated the same trick at the office of the Butte Miner paper. When the transaction was completed, the lads were held up by one who had carefully watched their maneuvers. The seriousness of the affair was explained to them, and both promised they would never do it again. However, each now had 10 cents, and that's all it costs to take in a show. They may not do it again, at least in the same way, but it's almost a safe bet that this pair will be able to figure out some other scheme before next Sunday rolls around for annexing another 20 cents from a sympathetic public. That is, unless a pair of parents happen to enter into future calculations. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.